This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Chav Beis, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says, regarding HaShulchan Shenitla Achas Meiraglov, if one of the legs of a three-legged table was removed, Tahar, the table is no longer susceptible to Tumah, for it's now completely unstable. And therefore, it is deemed a broken table, does not have the status of a kli anymore, and therefore it is not Mekabel Tumah. Nidla Shnia Tahar. And certainly, if a second leg of the table is removed, which would make it even less stable, it would be considered a broken table. It does not have the status of a kli. It is not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah says, nitla shlishes, if the third and last leg is removed from the table, tameh, it could now become susceptible to tumah again, kishi yachshov alav, if and when the owner decides to use this tabletop now without any legs as a tray. I mean, now that there are no legs at all, physically, this tabletop by itself can function as a tray. So the first opinion of the Mishnah says, if the owner decides to designate the tabletop as a tray, then that designation is binding, and this tabletop is now, once again, a kli that's mekabel tumah. The implication is clear that until the owner decides, I'm going to use this now as a tray, the tabletop, now with no legs, does not have the status of a kli. It's not mekabel tumah. Even though physically it could now serve as a tray, but since a tray is not exactly the same thing as a table, they're not used in exactly the same way, it's therefore a matter of turning this object into a new type of kli. Halachically, it can only be recognized as a new kli if the owner specifically decides that now I want to use it as a tray. So says the first opinion. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer Einu Tzarch Machshava. Rabbi Yossi disagreed and said that no new designation is necessary. The owner need not specifically decide to designate this tabletop without legs as a tray. Now that it functions as a tray, it is automatically, halachically recognized as such. For Biosi argues, the function of a table with legs is not fundamentally different than the function of a tray. In both cases, the person puts food on the surface. Just one object is elevated, the other has to be set down on some other surface, or else to put on the ground. But since they basically do the same thing, what happened here, essentially, Rabbi argues, is that this surface for food broke and then was repaired. It now performs that original function again, and therefore automatically, with or without the owner's specific designation, the kli status is restored to this tabletop. The Mishnah has vechina delufki. The same dispute would apply in the case of the delufki that we saw in the previous Mishnah, which is a smaller serving table. If the legs of a dlufki all broke off, the same dispute would apply. Tarakam would say, okay, if the owner decides to use it just as a tray, then it would regain its kli status. But Rabbi Yossi would say, no, the owner has to specifically designate it as such. The Ravi Bartunura says, the halach is in accordance with the first opinion.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.